It's time now for Dean Wheeler's World of Yoga. I'm Dean Wheeler, and with me is Dr. Whit Baboon. He's from the Yogo Institute in New York City. And we're going to talk to Dr. Baboon about the origins of yoga, tracing it to the Yogo Institute, which is the ancient practice of yoga, that is, tracing its roots back to India. And Dr. Baboon, before we go any further, your name is spelled how?
Yes, my name is spelled B-A-B-O-O-N, like the monkey, but it's pronounced a baboon. We have Dr. Bransfield Raccoon. His name is spelled R-A-C-O-O-N.
Why the second syllable emphasis?
Because we want people to understand that while we speak English, we speak in our own way another tongue, another language. By emphasizing the second syllable of certain names, proper names, as well as common names and common nouns, we are giving our identity to our speech that English ordinarily does not have. For instance, in our practice, we don't call it a religion. Yoga is anything but a religion. Yoga is a system.
It's a physical system of asanas and...
And concentration meditation. You would be Dean Wheeler. Dean Wheeler. And
would I still spell my name W-H-E-E-L-E-R?
In that case, no. We would simply say Wheeler would be W-I-L-R. So just four letters.
Well, why do you get to spell your name Baboon?
It's not Baboon, you see. It's Baboon.
I see. Okay, why do you keep the regular spelling?
Because how else are you going to spell that? If you say Baboon, how would you spell that?
B-U-A. Well, I see what you mean. It would be the same number of letters.
It would be. But Wheeler is a whole different thing. So Wheeler is Wheeler, Wheeler, W. I-L-R. There's really no need for extra...
Let's take the gentleman who runs this website, Phil Hendry.
Philadry? Yes, Philadry. The name is Phil, but Adri, A-D-R-E-E.
Oh, so his name would also be spelled differently.
Yes. But in my case, and in the case of Dr. Raccoon, there is no need because the length of the word... the multiple syllables and so forth, it's simply unnecessary. So the name is spelled R-A-C-O-O-N, but pronounced raccoon, and my name is pronounced baboon, you see.
All right, now how does that figure in yoga?
Yoga, that which you call yoga, Dean, is a very specific set of asanas and postures that promote sort of an isometric tension which increases muscular strength, and in some instances, some muscular bulk. Now, you had told me that in practicing the what you called yoga position of the Eagle One and Eagle Two, that it had gotten out of hand and that some people were being juvenile.
Well, yes, because Eagle One is the arching of the back, whereby the head is looking up, the face, the nose, and the tongue is sticking out, and then Eagle Two is the other individual lowering their hips.
The rump, what we call the rump. And so that people understand, yoga is a system that requires two people at the same time practicing these different asanas, you see. So let's do the eagle.
Now, I know that we're not on television, folks, but we'll try and demonstrate this the best way we can.
Dean's now arching his back. His feet are on the floor flat. His hands are on the floor flat behind him, and his back is arched. And that's it. Tilt the head up, and then tongue and the nose up in the air. Stick the tongue out. All right?
Uh-huh.
Now I lower my rump. Now this is where it got juvenile.
Yeah. Because a lot of you...
Just stay. And they'd lower, and then you had contact, correct?
Yeah. Can I...
Go ahead.
The guy would lower his rump, as you say, right down under the nose and tongue. So isn't that... Why is this? I know I'm not allowed to ask this question.
No, we would rather you not ask this question because what it does is it lends itself to you. What happens is people don't believe in the validity of the system and the asana. They don't believe in the value. If you ask, well, isn't that funny? Because we did.
Could I just ask one?
No, but let me explain first, Dean, if you don't mind.
Okay.
If you say, we did the eagle last night, Dr. Baboon, and
And it was very funny. I had my tongue up and my nose out, and he sat down on my face, you know. And everyone gets a big laugh, but that's not what is supposed to happen. Now, let's do this one more time.
Right.
That's it. Arch your back.
Stick your tongue out.
Now, I'm going to lower my hips, lower my hips, lower my hips. I'm not making contact with your nose or your tongue, am I?
No.
Now, I raise myself up.
But that, okay. And that's properly done.
That is properly done. Now, I leaked some gas.
Yes, you did.
But you see, that's not... Again, I say that I leaked some gas. I didn't do it on purpose. If you're relaxed, and you see, if you're relaxed and you're doing that asana, then it's natural that you're going to leak or expel some gas. Do you understand?
I do understand, and yes, you did leak some gas. And I know that in the practice of yoga, you just let it slide, right?
Let it slide, you know, because there are more important things in this world. And the older I get, the more that's going to happen. So when I do the eagle with my wife or friends or whoever I'm doing the eagle posture with, it's very good for the legs and the upper thighs. And the older you get, the more gas you leak, and it can get...
It takes discipline.
It takes discipline to hold the position, as you did very well there, Dean.
We're here with Dr. Whit Baboon from the Yoga Institute in New York City. Now, I call it yoga because I wasn't quite educated as to the foundational efforts that yourself and others had put forth. Is there a problem with me still calling it yoga?
Well, let me say, you can call it yoga, but it becomes something different, doesn't it? If you call it yoga and you do the eagle, well, it's not really the eagle anymore, is it? It's a different posture.
Well, what if I'm doing exactly the same?
Is it?
Well,
what you would do then is change the posture, since you change the actual title of the discipline. So just lay flat on the floor. And then you would have someone come and just sit.
Well, what point is that?
Because you are not doing yoga anymore. You're doing yoga. And I don't know what that is, but I would say the eagle in yoga would be for you to lay flat on your back and have someone come along and sit down on your face.
Really?
Yes, because you're no longer practicing yoga. It's yoga.
My special guest here is Dr. Whit Baboon. And I think we're going to get Dr. Raccoon on. And this second syllable emphasis in yoga is very fascinating. You're not the first person I've seen discussing it. Mr. Hendry, whose website this is.
That's Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry. He's often made jokes about the second syllable emphasis of some words, but I don't know that I've ever seen it codified in any religious system.
Well, we're not a religion.
I know, but I mean, you know, a physical system such as that incorporates meditation.
Yes, we're not a religion. We are a system, a physical, I would say spiritual system, but you can be any religion and be a practitioner of yoga.
The next asana is one called the whirlwind.
The whirlwind in yoga is taking the right leg, and you can see me doing this here.
You are very flexible, too.
Thank you very much. It's taken many years, believe me. As they like to say, don't try this at home. Yes, do try this at home, but make sure that you're flexible enough to do it.
All right. So Dr. Baboon now is taking his right calf, and he's putting it behind his... Now, you're putting it... Now, you're reaching down...
That's right.
And what are you...
What I'm doing is I'm reaching down with my hand and pushing my testicles as far toward my mouth as I can.
What is the point of that?
This is for flexibility.
Hold on, let me... Whew, that is very difficult.
Yeah, you're trying to push your testicles up toward your mouth.
No, not really. What I'm trying to do is to simulate only what you would very crudely say is called my own. And
now you understand we're
we're there's no FCC, but I would rather that we not be as graphic as that.
I know that, and I don't want to be, but I was trying to cut through. I am doing what I would be doing is to
your own.
If you want to put it that way, yes.
Okay, so what? Why wouldn't people think then that Yogo is just a series of asanas and postures with a lewd or obscene objective?
That is not lewd or obscene. What that is a level of a flexibility and extension that's quite remarkable. Now, do I ever or have I ever achieved the ability to actually lip-lock my own?
Well, I don't think I really want to know the answer to that.
Okay, well, you don't have to know the answer. The answer is no, I haven't. But I have made increasing strides of flexibility to the point where I might someday achieve that. Do I want to? No, I don't. Why do we do these asanas and these postures? To increase flexibility, which increases the delivery of nervous energy to different parts of the body. It allows the nerves, it allows our nervous system to communicate more readily with all parts of the body, uninterrupted, unimpeded. All of those wonderful signals are getting through. The blood flow is enhanced, and this makes for a much more vigorous physical state. And so when people say, you practice Yogo, is that not the physical system that allows you to, you know,
your own?
Right. And I say, yes, but that's not the point. The point is not for me to, as you say, my own. The point is, see, this is beginning to devolve.
That's what I worry about. And when I first started to practice Yogo, that's what I worried everything, because we did the same thing. You know, we had our that's called the whirlwind. We did the eagle, and people were sitting on people's faces. It was not
because, you know, you allow it to become a thing of juvenile fixation, as opposed to letting it be what it's supposed to be. That is a invigorating and freeing up of the nerve or nervous energy, what they call in yoga, prana, that is life force, to different parts of the body.
Dr. Whit Baboon is with us, and we have on the phone from the Yogo Institute in New York now, Dr. Raccoon. Dr. Raccoon, you're on with Dr. Baboon, and welcome to the World of Yoga with Dean Wheeler.
Hello.
And good evening to you, Dr. Raccoon. This is Dr. Baboon.
Hello. What I've heard this evening is deeply troubling. We don't use such terminology as I've heard Dr. Baboon use this evening, Mr. Wheeler. We are...
You're not using some of these crudities.
I'm not aware. The crudities that I used was simply to reach out in a colloquial form to the audience.
Right. Yes, and to that I commend you and I applaud you, but we don't want people to think that we are using terms in Yogo such as now you're able to your own, which I heard and I'm repeating and I'm quoting, or I've heard the term used now you're on his face. I don't like this, and...
You're repeating it, so...
There's a good argument can be made that you're trying to get some laughs yourself.
Well, no, I'm not. If I am, it's because I've been on hold for the last 20 minutes here, waiting for you, gobblers.
Hello? Okay,
I don't believe that was Dr. Raccoon.
I don't think so either. I think that was an imposter. We'll try to get back to Dr. Raccoon when we're able to reach him. We'll get back with Dr. Raccoon and ask him. But you know what? The comment made by whoever that was is still valid. Why go for that kind of terminology?
Again, as I said to whoever that was,
it was my effort at being colloquial and reaching the audience. But I won't refer that way. So let's just say that we find ourselves in very uncomfortable and compromising and silly and juvenile positions when you've got, you're lowering your when you lower it down over someone's
Yes, that's, but that even sounds,
it sounds ridiculous, but it's more accurate.
Yes, and you're telling me that if I'm doing the whirlwind, which is to put my leg behind my head and to reach down and cup the and push my toward it, you said what?
I'm saying learning how to quote your own is,
I'm sorry. So what we say is I reach down and I grab a hold of it and I'm trying to get it
up to your
well,
you know, see, this is the whole thing about yoga, where I feel in yoga, when that kind of thing has happened, it's been a mistake. But you tell me that this is the intended action. You see what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying, Dean. It's hard. It's very, very difficult to impart to you.
See, you have a religion here.
It's not a religion.
A physical system where you emphasize the second syllable of a guy's name, where you're leaking gas.
Well, you see, you're combining a lot of things. It's not fair.
No, you're right. You're right. But it's essentially the same thing that we do in yoga, only you guys come right out and say it. Don't sit on anyone's and you're not trying to your own you-know-what.
That's right. We are. And again, I'm as colloquial as I can be so that I am... I'm as colloquial as I can be so that I'm as clear as I can be to the audience.
I don't know what progress we've made here tonight combining yoga and yoga, but I'm certainly happy to take some phone calls. Margaret Gray is with us. Ms. Gray, you've often evidenced interest in different physical systems and the more esoteric systems from the East, and we've discussed yoga. What do you think of Dr. Baboon here and yoga?
Well, I will tell you that I listened to the first part and I was moderately interested until I heard Doctor saying that he lowers his down to your nose and your tongue. Now, I will trust you, Dr. Baboon, and your name is spelled B-A-B-O-O-N.
Yes, it is.
I will trust that you mean well with either yoga or yoga.
Well, yoga is Dean Wheeler's system.
Okay. I'll trust that you mean well, but I join with others who perceive in your comments someone who is willingly saying things to get a rise out of people this almost seems as if this is some kind of a joke, that you're an imposter of some kind.
What do you mean, well? No, I'm not an imposter. I'm with the Yoga Institute. I have to tell you I'm offended by that.
I'm sorry if you're offended, Doctor, but it seems like you're a fraud. And talking about, and I'll quote, your own leaking gas.
Well, he did leak gas, Ms. Gray, as his rump hovered over my nose.
And it was something entirely... If you don't want to believe me, you don't have to believe me. But you do not have a right to call me a liar.
Well, I'm calling you a liar. And I heard the other man, Raccoon, is that his name?
Yes, Raccoon.
And he sounded like he was getting his jollies. So, you know, you can say what you want about me. Don't believe me, do believe me. But you sound like a fraud to me.
I do. Well, you know what? You know, I am so angry about that.
Where are you going?
I'm going to use your bathroom.
All right, well, he's
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, he's not going to be sick.
He just said he's going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick.
So, Margaret, you think the whole thing is a big joke?
I absolutely do, and I'll be stunned if that guy comes back to the bathroom.
Where? Go and find...
Not here.
What did Bud say?
He said he's not. Look for him in the parking lot.
It's not on the window. His car's gone.
Oh, his car's gone. Oh, you gotta love that. So you got conned, and the other guy named Raccoon? Mr. Wheeler, I know that Phil has a great deal of trust in you, but no one can possibly be that easily duped, where you have two men on, one named Raccoon, the other Baboon. They're on and you let him.
I did not let anyone on my I was in the Eagle One position, and he lowered his rump, as he says, his rear end.
Yeah, right over your nose and your tongue.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Is he there?
Bud, where is he?
Yeah, he's gone. His car's gone.
Do you have a contact number on this guy?
I think we have a car phone. Do you have a car phone? All right, Bud's going to try and call the car phone right now. Bud's going to call the car phone now and see if we can't get this guy back on the line with us. That's his phone there?
Yeah, it's phone.
Yes, this is Dr. Baboon. I don't...
Dr. Baboon, you just walked out on us.
I am not going to be a party to people slandering and insulting me to my face, to call me a liar, to call me a fraud to my face. I will not be a party to any of that. And so to that, I say goodbye.
Well, were you planning on coming in and saying you're leaving the interview?
I did not want to give you people one more instant of my time.
And you are saying...
Goodbye, sir.
Well, it's very difficult for us to... Is Margaret Gray still there?
I'm right here, Dean.
Okay, so it would seem that he's very angry and very offended.
He knew that what I was saying was right, and he got into his little car, and he left. And I'll give you $100 if you're able to reach him tomorrow. I'll bet you his phone's out of service.
Well, Bud, you keep track of the number.
I got his number right here.
Okay. Let's not bother him with any more phone calls here tonight, but...
Dean, you know, you got played by a couple of real pros, okay? They're good at what they do.
Well, how good at what they do can they be when a guy's name is Baboon?
That's a good point. You know what? The kid's got me there.
Yeah, and the other guy's name is Raccoon.
Why did you believe them?
I wanted to believe that I came up with Yogo.
And this guy, did he contact you?
Yes, he did. He said he was the originator of Yogo.
Yeah, he called us up and said he made up Yogo.
You guys are so stupid. You want to be arrested by the dumb cops, you know? I mean, there should be a special squad. A special...
All right, you've made your point, Ms. Gray. I understand. You know, I was made to look foolish, and for that I apologize.
Apologize? You don't need to apologize. You need to get in touch with that guy and go out on tour with him and make sure that the two of you demonstrate the eagle when he lowers his ass.
Well, at least he had the good common courtesy not to use the word ass.
Okay, but you just now used it.
As you did.
Ms. Gray, you're sounding almost like a guy now.
I'm sounding like a guy. Are you listening to these two monkeys?
Hey, Frank Gray here. Where's Dean Wheeler?
Right here, Mr. Gray.
Okay, look. My wife's upset. You got him. He's pissed off as hell.
Mr. Gray, he's talking about... I mean, she's talking about this guy, Baboon.
Who's Baboon? Was this the doctor you were talking to?
Yes, it was.
All right. My wife right now is beside himself. You're ready to spit his girdle right up the backside. You know? All because of a guy named Baboon? Is she there?
No, he took off.
He took off. All right, I'm an attorney. If Baboon, if you're listening, I'm the husband of Ms. Gray, who you insulted, and I want satisfaction, and that doesn't involve you cupping your and sticking your...
We have to go. I'm being waved off now by a Bud Dickman.
Yeah, get out of it. Get out of it.
I apologize. I thought this was going to be a good show to... Dean Wheeler's World of Yogo is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siepre Incorporated. All rights reserved. Podcast 1. I'm really sorry about that.
Dean Wheeler's World of Yogo. Be sure to listen for more of Dean Wheeler's Lessons in Life.
Hi, I'm Dean Wheeler. Join me this summer for Man Camp. We're opening back up, if you'll pardon the expression.
Hey, Frank Gray, What does that mean, if you'll pardon the expression?
I thought it sounded dirty.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about with this yoga act.